Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I don't want to be flippant about quoting a scripture and using it for that verse's sake and not mentioning, say, like the rest of Jeremiah 11,
yeah.
Or 12.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Shannon. I mean, this is good interpretation, and I think your caution is warranted for people who don't know Jeremiah 29:11. This very popular promise. You see people who have pendants around their neck with Jeremiah 29:11 on it, where God is reassuring Judah, the southern kingdom, that I have a future and a hope for you, that for good and not for evil. And so many people will apply that promise to their lives and to themselves. And I don't have a real big problem with that. But you're right, Shannon, if you look at the context, God has just been talking about how he's going to pound the living daylights out of these people because of their rebellion and sin for all these years. And then he says, but after that's done, I am going to renew you because I do have a future and a hope for you. So you're gonna really go through it in the short run here, but I'm not casting you away. I'm going to bring you back to myself. So that's always healthy to keep that in mind when you're interpreting any kind of passage in the Bible.
We've got another caller on the line. Pat's calling in from Corcoran. Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I've been reading First Book of Samuel, chapter 18, verse 10, and this is when David has been anointed the king, yet Saul is still in power, and it says, the next day an evil spirit from God came forcibly upon Saul. And then also back, I think, in chapter 16, how the spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the part that bothers me here, you know, I understand an evil spirit. There were plenty of them, obviously, in the day. But the fact that it comes from the Lord.
Yeah.
And is the troubling part for me. And can you give me a little bit of insight here?
Yeah, I'm happy you're reading carefully, Pat, because that's a tricky thing for people who read it. And I thought God was all good. How can something evil be from the Lord? And so a good observation in your reading. The way that I approach this, I think interpreters may not all agree on this, but the way I approach this is that this kind of an expression, Pat, points to the sovereignty of God, that he is ruler of all, and that includes evil spirits and Satan himself, that he is Lord of all. And so he can accomplish his purposes by allowing evil spirits to do what they desire to do. I love using the analogy to say evil spirits are like a wicked, powerful, mean dog on a leash, and God usually restrains them with that leash. And in this case, with Saul, he let go of the leash.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.